AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue.
The American people have waited long enough. There's been enough talk and no action. Now is the time for action.
The Senate is expected to vote today on whether to begin debating a GOP health care bill. There is word late last night that Senator John McCain will be in Washington today. The AP's Mike Gracia has the story.
The 80-year-old McCain was diagnosed with a brain tumor just last week. His vote is crucial, with Republicans struggling to come up with enough support to pass their health care bill.
McCain had been home in Arizona. 50 of 52 GOP senators' votes are needed to begin debate. More Republicans than that have said they are opposed. President Trump used the word beleaguered in a tweet yesterday to describe Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And sources tell the AP the president has spoken to advisors about firing Sessions. He is still angry over Sessions' decision to recuse himself from all matters related to the Russia investigation. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law, will be back on Capitol Hill today. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
Kushner spent nearly 3 hours yesterday with Senate Intelligence Committee staffers, telling reporters later he provided evidence backing up that all his actions during the campaign were proper.
I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
Kushner says he's shown he's eager to cooperate with the bodies investigating Russian election interference and potential ties to the campaign. Today, he'll speak with the House Intelligence Committee. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A senior cleric says Muslims should stay away from a major Jerusalem shrine pending a review of the new Israeli security arrangements there. Israel installed metal detectors last week, and the security cabinet said it would replace the metal detectors with advanced technologies, reportedly cameras that can detect hidden objects. This is AP Radio News. Aiden Lara Vega was one of the survivors from a trip in a tractor trailer that was stopped by police in San Antonio, Texas. He was asked if there was any air in the trailer.
No.
Nada.
Nada.
Vega says he was told the $5,500 he was being charged to be smuggled into the U.S. would include an air-conditioned truck ride. 10 people died in that truck in San Antonio. Political science professor Davis Shirk at the University of San Diego says increased border patrols are boosting smuggling rings.
We've effectively made it much more profitable much more necessary for migrant smuggling organizations and other kinds of smuggling organizations to develop along the border.
The driver in San Antonio has been charged in those deaths. The National Transportation Safety Board is scheduled to meet and detail a probe into a crash 2 years ago between a commuter train and an SUV near New York. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.